Welcome to Bicycle Retail Radio, the bicycle industry podcast that brings retailers, vendors, advocates, and thought leaders to the mic for honest discussions about the latest issues facing retailers while taking an in-depth look at the person within the profession.
Welcome to Bicycle Retail Radio. This is NBDA President Heather Mason. Today's guest is Kenny Belay, founder of Bentonville Bike Fest. I was excited to have Kenny on the show once again. We talk about how the festival has grown, what to expect for 2024, and then years to come. The Bentonville Bike Fest is happening just days after the NBDA Retailer Summit, giving retailers and suppliers a chance to spend multiple days not only networking, but working in partnership. Kenny shares the importance of the two events aligning. Really enjoyed this conversation. Hope you will too. All right, Kenny, thanks for being on the podcast. Second time guest. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Heather. How are you?
I am awesome. I am so thrilled that May is coming quick. I'm pumped for the Retailer Summit. I'm pumped for Bentonville Bike Fest to get back to Bentonville, Arkansas. I can't believe it's almost been a year already. It's just time is flying.
No, it's absolutely insane. I mean, I take a little break after Bike Fest. Summertime is my holy time now after Bike Fest. Well-deserved break. And then, like, as soon as it hits September, like, it's full on again because we have to find sponsorship. That's where all the sponsor calls come in again, and then making sponsor decks. And before you know, you're end of April and almost time for the new Bike Fest. We're excited. It's not just a copy paste. As an organizer, unfortunately, we worked really hard to bring this event alive again. It's super exciting, and we can't wait to show you what we've been working on with the team.
It is so exciting. So listeners, last year was my first year at Bentonville Bike Fest, and I had heard of it. You know, Kenny, I'm fortunate that I met you. You're one of my favorite people just for bringing this together. But being a first-time person to the Bike Fest and experiencing it for the first time myself last year, I walked away. I'm still talking about it. The trials competition, the number of vendors that were there, the opportunities to demo bikes, just all the bike stores that were there, the activities that were going on. I mean, it's awesome. So, Kenny, I think you're one of my favorite people. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you for saying that. In the end, I'm just putting up a festival. But thank you for all the props. It's been my vision from day one to celebrate everything that I have seen that works. And, you know, Bentonville was at that time when I had the idea. There were a lot of races already, of course, and events, but there was not really a celebration of bicycles. And that's what we want to do. We want to celebrate bikes, even if it's like a kid on a Strider bike, all the way to the adaptive rider on the enduro trails. We want to celebrate everybody, give everybody a time to show his or her sport. And then, you know, while make sure the crowds are going home, just like yourself, like you say, like, wow, we want to see this again. And there's so much stuff happening that you probably won't see at all in 3 or 4 days. So you almost have to come back the next year to see other disciplines and sports and vendors and brands.
It was so inspiring. You know, I've been in this industry for my entire life, and I was introduced to brands and vendors that I didn't know existed, like Loamlander, which you had one there that people could hop on a bike and go do this amazing, like, BMX style stuff and have this protection of this Loamlander. You had the adaptive, yeah. You did the enduro race. They're little kids. And like, how many consumers last year? Because it was jam-packed the entire time. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We had like, our site crashed. Like, we're still learning. Like, I called my webmaster. I'm like, website crashed. He's like, it's impossible. I'm like, I swear, there's a queue. Like, I think there's like half a mile long to come into the festival. So we were like, whoa, this is a next level for us. Even we were overwhelmed, you know. We want to celebrate and give everybody its time to come and see something they've probably never seen before. And I think that's what attracts the mainstream and the industry. And because we're so all-inclusive, I love seeing those forces join and those interests join, and then a lot of cool stuff happens. And all the small brands you talk about, like Loamlander, high-tech app, I mean, I can like Bomb Squad, Sanders Union, these are all brands that believe in Bentonville, probably moved from, I don't know where, somewhere in America, all the way to Bentonville because they believe in what Bentonville has to offer and what potential the industry has actually to come and set shop in Bentonville. And one Bike Fest is one of the examples.
And I want to say that with all the people, and we met so many amazing consumers and just walking the show, so many retailers, you guys handled it. Your team, like the parking, the entry, the access to restrooms and food and all the stuff, everything was so clearly marked where to ride, where to go. I mean, you guys have this dialed. So kudos to you. Yeah. Like, it was awesome.
It's a lot of work, you know, if you... From day one, like the first year, I had the whole idea and is executing. I was also in the field executing. First, I got Jesse on board. And then now I have like a team of 14 people since the first time. So the first year, it was just me. Then I had Jesse. And then, you know, the team keeps growing and growing and growing. And then John came on board. And everybody has his ideas and how to make this better. And everybody's so excited and people that want to help. Like even that's also unique about Bentonville. If I were to put this event up in the middle of nowhere, it would be super hard. But this is Bentonville, and everybody breeds bikes, and they all want to see this succeed. So they all come in and like, hey, how can we help? How can we do this? I'm like, this is amazing. You know, the whole community is behind this festival. And that's what makes it so unique. And that's why I also want to set a standard that I know works from traveling all over the world and seeing all these big Red Bull events and Formula One events, NBA basketball games. So I've seen what it takes to create a great customer experience from a general attendee point of view. And I think that's all these things and assets that I want to integrate into Bike Fest. But it wouldn't be possible without the team that I have, that's for sure.
Yeah, your team and like you're saying, the volunteers that you could tell who they were in their shirts and they were awesome and they were pumped to be there.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Many of them are riding to the venue on their bikes. Like they were just thrilled to be part of it. You could tell. So listeners, we're talking about Bentonville Bike Fest. This is May 23rd through the 26th in Bentonville, Arkansas. The MBDA, this has a special place in our heart because we host our retailer summit 2 days prior to the Bentonville Bike Fest. And this year, actually, retailers who come to the summit have an opportunity to experience special hours to network with the expo vendors on Friday morning at the Bike Fest. So it's pretty cool. In my opinion, do not miss event. It's open to consumers, industry, like anyone can go, all ages. It's an amazing event. So Kenny, I know you've gone through this before with me, your background, why you started this. But if we have listeners who don't know how long the Bike Fest has been going on or why you started this, can you just give us a quick summary of the history of Bentonville Bike Fest?
So we have to go back all the way to like 11 years already, 2013, when I visited Bentonville. I was invited to do a show for the 21C Boutique Art Hotel downtown, actually where your summit is. In that exact same room where you're having your summit, I was doing a trial show at a pajama party of all places. I was introduced to the Waltons and the Fast team, which was a local mountain bike team. And they brought me back the year after. They told me about the plans to expand the area into a global mountain bike destination. I was not sure they would succeed because, you know, the landscape was like, it was like there was nothing there. But then when I came back in 2018, 5 years later, I saw what they've done and I couldn't believe it. It's like, I was like, holy, like you went from nothing, just plain forest to this Disney World, trails, bridges, signage, maps, brand identity, like in only 5 years. They're like, yeah, we had like 120 trail builders on a daily base on the trails building. We invested X amount of money into it. And I was like, couldn't believe it. So because I was already organizing events in Europe, mainly UCI Trials World Cups, and yeah, also because I've been managing and organizing my own trial shows forever, I knew how to set up events. So I pitched them an idea. I said, look, why don't we do something during the film festival, which was all about inclusion and women in the movie industry? I said, why don't we have a women-focused event that's all about that? So we invite... We make food videos, we show them on the big screen, and then we invite the cast, we do workshops, So I just hustled really hard. I went to Bentonville on my own dime. I convinced like Cliff Bar and then Mongoose, and then I became a member of the Chamber of Commerce to have access to all these bigger brands. And then I started hustling, and months went by. And then Women's Shred was a reality. I organized the Women's Shred event 2019. And then in 2020, I decided, okay, I want to go a little bit bigger, more inclusive, and have everybody to come and ride. So I founded the Bentonville Bike Fest, and I said, I want to have every discipline and every sport on bikes that I can have during Bike Fest. Let's throw spaghetti at the wall, see what sticks kind of idea. Yeah, we had to cancel 2020 because of COVID, but then 2021, we did the first edition, and that was like, luckily, we were one of the only events happening during COVID. And that's also been part of the success why it was so good, because, you know, everybody was hungry for events and everybody was just buying bikes and, you know, the whole boom. And then from there on, year after year, we've grown. I've grown the team. And then I also in 2020, beginning of 2020, I brought Jessie on board. She's very connected in the sponsor scene. And then we started hustling to find sponsors, bigger sponsors, and, you know, have bigger budgets. And then with bigger budgets, you can do nicer things and et cetera, et cetera. So it's been an absolute, really tough project. I think I worked as hard on it as I did to win a world championship, because I'm sitting behind my desk like sometimes 14 hours a day. Then I'm like, you know, I have putting all the pieces together, and I'm like, I'm a perfectionist, so I want everything to be perfect. And then the time difference is not always helping, because I do this mainly from wherever I am in the world, because sometimes I'm doing this from Dubai, from Spain, from Belgium. Then I go to Bentonville, so the jet lag, so going the back and forward. But I love it. It's my biggest project post-competition career, and I hold this with both hands, and I want to keep this thing growing, and I want to see this still exist in 20 years from now.
Registration is officially open, and we want you to join us for the second annual NBDA Retailer Summit, May 22nd and 23rd in Bentonville, Arkansas. Our 2024 program features two dynamic days of presentations, panel discussions, and breakout sessions aimed to unite retailers and suppliers in conversation. Tickets include an event gift bag, tailored educational events, networking cocktail event and select meals, early access to the Bentonville Bike Fest, not to mention ample riding time on world-class trails. You won't want to miss it. So don't. Get registered today at nbda.com.
Penny, are you still racing? You're still racing?
No. Well, I stopped competing. Actually, the first 2 years of Bike Fest, I was still competing. So I was also doing that on top of organizing.
Can't imagine. Why is this so important to you? Why is it your baby that you hold with hands that you want to see keep going 20 years from now?
Because everything I know that I learned, that I've seen, what works, what doesn't work at other festivals, at other trade shows, bike and non-bike events, I implemented into this festival. So there's a lot of know-how and secrets that I execute and let become reality that, you know, I hold on to it because it's very valuable for me. And also the area where it is. So I think doing this in Bentonville, for me, I know that it's an opportunity that I will never get anywhere else, because Bentonville is very unique and special. And I hold that with both hands, with, you know, I value that a lot. I know this is a blessing for me because I'm an athlete and my career stopped. So for me, this is really important because this is my business venture. So I put all my heart and soul into it. And that's why it's so important.
You can tell, and where you started with, you put your hard work into this. You've got these tips and tricks and ideas that you've put together to make this event. Well, all of that equates to all those smiles that you see when people are walking around, and you're creating a memory for people, for so many thousands of people, that they're going to hold on to for years. And they're experiencing this with their family, their loved ones. I mean, that's because of your work. Like, it's amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah. No, I love seeing that. I mean, it's like I always say, I'm throwing the biggest party of the year, my biggest party of the year. Like, I'm sacrificing a lot of time with family, friends, and, you know, traveling and being in Bentonville and being home. But once I throw the party in Bentonville, I'm like, whew, like 1,000 pounds falls off my shoulder. And then I can like sit back and see it all happening. And I've done my homework. I've briefed all the teams. They know what they have to do. Everybody has his responsibility. And unless something really goes bad, then I have to, of course, you know, make some calls and make some tough decisions. Hopefully I will never have to do that. But once Bike Fest starts, I'm able to enjoy it. And it's like, cool. It's like inviting all these people. And what I like a lot about it is, so my first trial show that I've seen as a 7-year-old is still on my mind. And that motivated me to be who I am today. And I know how important these events are because YouTube, social media, the digital network, all good, all great. I love it. I mean, you can learn from it. But nothing, like really nothing beats the in-person experience of looking a kid in his eyes as a pro rider, one of the pro riders like Ryan Williams. If he shakes a kid's hand, I mean, that could become the next Ryan Williams or Travis Pastrana, you know? Like, that's exactly what we want. And all these boutique workshops that I started at Bike Fest, like Style It Up with Carson Storch. I mean, if he learns to become a better rider, that can motivate you to become the next Carson Storch and be at Red Bull Rampage one day. So that's why it's so important that it's all inclusive and not just racing. It has to be fun.
And when we say, you know, you say the word party, invite everyone to the party, and it's Bentonville Bike Fest, I also want to say that there is so much like business or non-party, I guess, stuff happening. We have professional races, professional events taking place. That trials event that I saw last year, I was blown away by the professionals that were there. We have consumers having great conversations with brands, learning more about the products directly from the source. We have retailers meeting with brands. I mean, there's a lot of business and professional racing happening within this party scene too. So it's neat how you've successfully mixed the two of those.
Yeah, you have to always. So as a trials rider, you know, I love my sport. I always loved it. And I went 120% into my sports career. But unfortunately, that never paid back. So if you're lucky, you win like a bike pump and a multi-tool and maybe a $200 check if you win a cool event. So that never paid the bill. So I always had to be creative and like think about win-win situations. How can I still do my sport? How can I be sponsored? How can I give back to those sponsors and have them win as well? So I always, since a young age, I'm talking like 13 years old, I had to be creative with my family about how can we convince the brands to sponsor me. And I think from being in the industry for so long, I think that's also something that I wanted there because it will eventually pay for all the expenses that we have and for the cool show that we want to put up. And if the industry comes and they can do this, they will also benefit. So if it's a win-win, then nothing can go wrong with that.
Well, the buzz on the street is awesome. I've been talking to so many brands who intend to come. I have so many retailers who are coming down for the summit and then staying for the Bike Fest and staying for some of the races. So everything I'm hearing right now is like just awesome, awesome feedback. So let's talk a little bit about what the expectations are. How many attendees will you have or do you expect for 2024 to attend the Bike Fest?
Well, we had like 15,000 last year, and my hopes are like 17 or maybe 18,000, but the buzz is really big, so maybe it could be even more. We had 1,500 riders. I'm hoping like for all the races, trials, enduro, gravel. So I'm hoping to go to 1,700 this year. And vendor-wise, you know, I think it's going to be kind of the same. But what I've seen is like we have a lot of new brands coming, like GT Bicycles, Park Tool, and there's a few more that are coming for the first time, making the trip to the other side of the country because they're always usually staying in California. And yeah, I'm excited. This is awesome. I mean, seeing all these brands to come, I still remember going to Sea Otter and all these other trade shows, even in North Carolina, I was at one. And yeah, I can't even remember where all I went with my business card and say, hey, you want to come to Bentonville? You know, I'm putting up this event. And like, oh, yeah, we'll think about it. You know, we'll think about it. And then 4 years later, them sending us emails, hey, can we come to Bike Fest? I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
It's awesome. And I love the footprint of the show. So the number of people you're seeing, the way it doesn't seem like you're stepping on each other, but it feels super busy and super high energy. And people come for a day and they come for two and they come for three and they just want to be part of it. And the pros, like I think Hans Rey was just mingling around, talking to people, like right there with his bike. That's a pretty awesome thing to see these pro riders just chilling out, walking down the aisle of the expo, like no big deal. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, we had more than Hans, Jeff Lunowski. The first years we had Brian Lopes, but we also have Ryan Williams, who is a big shot in the BMX freestyle scene. He has like 1.4 million followers on social media. So we did an NBA show together in Oklahoma City, and he couldn't walk past the grandstands or kids would just grab his arm. So him coming, thanks to Hyper Bicycles, is awesome. Logan Martin, Olympic BMX champion. Then we have Seth Bike Hacks was there, and so on. Brett Tippy, all the legends were there. The trials riders, the world champions from 20-inch, 26-inch women, they were all there. Yeah, so somebody told me he was walking around at the after party at the Applegate House on Saturday evening. And he was like, man, it looks like I'm inside YouTube. Like everywhere I look is like some celebrity rider that's coming here to celebrate bikes. And yeah, it's just, it's also the festival is great, but I think in general, Bentonville is so unique. I've never seen that anywhere else in the world. So I'm just super proud and happy that we can do this event right there.
Yeah. And if you're listening to the podcast, you haven't been to Bentonville, it's super convenient to get around by bike. It's an experience that you definitely need to go to. The trail system's fabulous. Something for every level of rider. Downtown is really easy to get to. Lots of great restaurants, places to stay, lots of Airbnbs. So definitely worth the trip. Bentonville is definitely the place to visit with the whole family, definitely riders of all abilities. Let's talk a little bit about, let's see, I wanted to ask you about, is there a fee to enter? If people come down, consumers, how do they get tickets to the Bentonville Bike Fest?
Yeah, so if you want to ride or race, there's a fee for it, unfortunately, I shouldn't say, but which is pretty normal. There's a fee to race, which is actually half price of all other events. So the way I try to work is like, I want to offer affordable tickets for people to race and ride, but I try to make sponsor pay for it. So it's kind of a win-win situation. That's one thing you have to get tickets for. And then the good thing is, if you want to enter with your family, you ride bikes or you don't, you just want to go and see it as a general attendee, then it's totally free. You go to the website, bentonvillebikefest.com. And on the top section, you have two options. You get a free ticket, free registration, free attendance, basically. And then the other one is to go and ride bikes. And then you will be linked to BikeReg. So two options. You need a ticket to enter. And then you show your QR code at the main entrance, and then security will let you in.
It's so awesome. And it's totally free to come into the expo, to see all the vendors, to see all the stuff, to watch, the jumping, there's so much to take part in. And then, the races, and you say it so casually, but you have so many races in kids enduro, adult enduro, trials competition, cross country races, gravel race, a woman's thing, not alone the clinics, which we have to get into. But how are you putting on all these races and running this bike fest? I don't even know. It's awesome.
That's why I'm 14 hours behind my computer these days. Yeah, I know. It kind of gotten out of hand. But, and not only the trials event, for example, it's also live streamed. So that's a whole production on its own. And then we got all the vendors. But like I say, I have a good team and they're all very awesome and they're very helpful. And we make the magic work.
The NBDA values the importance of deep interpersonal connections. And our Retailer Summit is designed to be a catalyst for just that. Attending the Retailer Summit in May ensures you meet the right people who know the bicycle industry, respect your business, and want to help you grow, both personally and professionally. It's an easy way to take your business to the next level through networking, engaging with panelists and speakers, problem solving with your fellow attendees, followed by ample riding time on world-class trails. Go to nbda.com/retailersummit for more information and to get your tickets today.
Yeah. Well, I will vouch for the Enduro. I did the Enduro last year, and the same like magic that's happening inside the fest areas out on the trail when you're, you know, waiting for your start time on the Enduro, everyone has that same energy and that like excitement that you're out there. So I would definitely suggest the Enduro to anyone who wants to try an Enduro and hasn't done one yet, because you chose trails that everyone could ride that would still be fun. And it was really a great time out there.
Yeah, the Enduro, you know, we don't have 1,000 feet elevation. So the specials are, I mean, the Europe, you call them specials, in America, stages, sorry. They're all very short, explosive, but always super fun. And that's what actually, what the whole trail system in Bentonville is all about. Short, fun, and short climbs, fast downhills. So it's, yeah, it's always fun. We also have the adaptive Enduro. So the trails are made for adaptive. So we introduced that first time last year. And that was an absolute hit. People loved it. They came from all over the country to participate in this race. And that's what Austrails is also famous for, is, you know, to be all inclusive and also made for adaptive cyclists.
It was so cool to watch some of the adaptive riders going down the courses. I was like, I don't even know if I would be comfortable doing what they were doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was that very inspiring. And then I saw you have some clinics. So people could opt to sign in to take a riding clinic with, like, let's say Jeff Lanowski, right? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So Trail Boss, Jeff Lanowski's like signature workshop and his YouTube channel. So he's bringing that to reality during the Bike Fest. So he's offering workshops and people can sign up for it. I think it's 12 to 15 people. I have to check at a time for his workshop. Then we also have Kyle Strait, Rachel Strait doing workshops like Drop Shop. Then we have the mom something, we have something with moms. So moms can take their kids on the trails with Rachel. And then she gives them tips and tricks because, you know, she's a mom. We got Andre. He's not on the website yet, but we're working on having a workshop with Andre on an e-bike.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think that's important. You know, you want to sign up with these pro riders. And of course, I have almost forgot Annika Beerten. She has a workshop as well for intermediate. And then we also have Rich Drew. He's a local from Bentonville, very popular on YouTube with his workshops and tips and tricks. Rich Drew is also doing a workshop on the festival side. And yeah, that's about it.
There is so much going on. It sounds like, you know, anyone who's listening should be heading over and securing your space in some of these clinics and events and making sure you put Bentonville Bike Fest on the calendar to attend. For the MBDA, it was an easy choice for us to partner with Bentonville Bike Fest to bring our summit to the 21C Hotel, as Kenny was saying earlier, where he first had his first experience in Bentonville. And we're thrilled to partner with you. Why is it important for you to have retailers at the Bentonville Bike Fest? And why was it easy for you to kind of say, yes, let's do this to me when we talked about it initially?
I mean, you know, I want to have, ideally in the future, have like Thursday be a full-on dealer day only and for a retailer in the industry. So that it'd be awesome to see vendors come and bring new stuff that, you know, maybe they've seen it already and showed it in April, but maybe they also want to show it again in May in the Midwest, you know, because not everybody is going in person. So I think that's one of the things. Having the industry there, it's a no-brainer. I mean, it's a bike festival. We need the industry to come. It's my role as a promoter to bring the audience so they could see the bikes. So the more they value that, the more vendors will come and then the retailers come. And I think, you know, again, the win-win situation is where everybody that goes to Bike Fest has something to see and do. And it just, you cannot have an expo without having the full package, in my opinion. If it's just having a booth as a brand, you spend all that money to come there. I mean, it's great. You know, you're showing your brand to the mainstream and to the bike industry and to the bike audience. But it would be also awesome to have the retailers there visit your booth, right? So that's why when we talked first, I was like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted from day one. You know, this is almost like that cherry on the cake. So I'm very grateful for our partnership. And I'm sure this is going to be something that the industry will year by year understand more and, you know, jump on the boat, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been really, from my side, really positive to hear the vendors say almost thank you, like we made it easy for them because they're coming to Bentonville to do the Bike Fest and they're going to be there with all of the resources. And it's easy for them to come in a couple of days early and have a really intimate summit event with the NBDA where they're sitting at tables with retailers. And then 2 days later, they can be in the big expo area meeting these retailers and letting the retailers see how the consumers are interacting with the product as well. And so it just pulls it all together. So the feedback from what I'm hearing, like, thank you for doing this because we're there anyway, and this is awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's the magic of the power of Bentonville. It's like a magnet for bicycles and everybody that loves bicycles. And if you're just trying to put all the pieces together, it can become something really, really great. And I think that's what we are doing together. And I can envision this going really big. I think the trade show can become bigger every year. And then your role into this whole story can, NBDA can become bigger. And I think together we can do a lot of cool things, I'm sure.
I agree. So we're kicking off in May. Our event's the 22nd and 23rd, rolls right into the Bentonville Bike Fest. So when will you get there and start setting up the grounds? And I'm sure you probably get to Bentonville early and it's a whole operation, huh? You're probably so excited. You probably can't wait.
Yeah, no. So I already went twice this year, end of last year and beginning of this year, to kind of, you know, put all the pieces, lay out the foundation, let's say. And then I do so many meetings then. I'm like there for 10 days and I got like almost 30 meetings. It's insane. And then I go to the event field, which now we already know what it is. It's not a new field anymore. So we kind of know. And now when I go back next week, beginning of April, my main focus is going to be on marketing the event. So I'm going to do a whole promo tour in schools. I'm going to do shows. I'm going to go speak in schools. I'm going to go speak on radio stations, TV stations to get all the people there. So that's my main objective in the next 2 months. And then in between, it's all about going to the event field almost on a daily basis and say, okay, this has to go there. This has to go there. With the operations team, with the, you know, the generators and the electricity situation. And it's like, it's nonstop. It's like, there's so many things and fencing, how many feet of fencing, branding, banners, printing the banners is like, it's crazy.
Well, I have to tell you that our industry right now, we welcome so many people to cycling during COVID. And we're noticing lately that door traffic into retailer stores has declined. Even people out riding their bikes, ridership numbers seem to be declining a little bit. And we need riders. We need this energy. We need people back into our doors. So you going into schools, the effort you're doing to get people to come to this event, to inspire them with these awesome, epic feats and these amazing athletes, we need this. Our industry needs this. So I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart for what you and your team is doing, because listeners, we need you guys to come join us. Like, we need to get people pumped to be on bikes. We have an opportunity, 17,000 plus people that we can get thrilled to be on bikes and thrilled to come back into your doors. So yeah, this is good work, Kenny. You should be really, really stoked.
Yeah, no, I am. I am. I'm always super tired, but I never forget to be stoked.
So BentonvilleBikeFest.com. Go there. There's a spot to sign up for the newsletter. You can stay up to date with what's happening. Free general admission. You can get your ticket. You can click that bike registrations tab. That'll take you to Bike Reg. You can sign up for those clinics we were talking about. Get registered for the Enduro. There's a link right off their website to the NBDA Retailer Summit site. Kenny, are you still open for more expo traffic? Like, if it's a supplier listening and they might want to come, that's still, yeah.
For sure. Like, we got like the big brands coming, like GT, YT, Specialized, all putting a big booth. But we also have smaller businesses like bike shops that want to be there. We even have rental companies, touring companies. So everybody's welcome to come and exhibit as long as it has to do with bikes. For sure. We still have room. I mean, we have a big field, so we still have room for like, I think around 50 or 60 vendors right now, but that will sell out really quick.
And if because, and they want to become a vendor, how would they do that? What's the best way to get a hold of you or your team?
Yeah, just go to the website and there's a contact button, email us, and then I'll forward you to Jesse, or you can also email Jesse directly, which is jesse@bentonvillebikefest.com. And then just CC me, Kenny@bentonvillebikefest.com. And then we'll send you the registration form. You go to our software platform, you choose your booth, and then click, you pay, and then, you know, your registration is done.
Awesome. Super easy for that. Awesome. What else? Did I miss anything else, Kenny? Is there anything else?
No. I think I'm super thankful for this opportunity to talk with you about BikeFest. I mean, I always work on it. I don't talk about it much. So thank you for letting me speak. I still want to thank my team again, because without them, this wouldn't be possible, especially because I have such a crazy lifestyle with all my shows and traveling and all that. So I want to thank them again. I also want to thank all the volunteers, because we have around, I think, 250 volunteers working that weekend, and they're all so dedicated, so, you know, passionate about this event and about their town. We even have out-of-state volunteers from Florida coming. So I can't say thank you enough, because without them, it's impossible. And of course, I want to thank all our sponsors, from the biggest presenting sponsor, platinum sponsor, all the way down to the list of structural partners. I mean, without your support, it wouldn't be possible. And I can't wait to see everybody at Bentonville. And also, I can't wait to see you, Heather, at the NBDA Summit, and welcome your guests to the Bentonville Bike Fest.
It's going to be so great. Yeah. Kenny, thanks so much for your time again. Thanks for everything you're doing. May cannot come soon enough. And I appreciate your time today. See you soon.
Thank you, Heather. See you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Bicycle Retail Radio. This podcast is designed specifically for the bicycle industry, dedicated to strengthening our retailers and cycling community. If it is your first episode, we urge you to take the time and listen to our past episodes. Support the show by first subscribing, then share your favorite episode online with friends. You can go one step further and leave a review. It helps members of our industry find our podcast. Special thanks to NBDA Development Director Rochelle Scouten for editing and promotional graphics. Music provided by Joel Picard.